The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Well, folks, the interest is up and the stock market is down, but Donald Trump is speaking right now in Dayton, Ohio, and we're going to cut to the president live in front of Trump One, his airplane. It is beautiful. He started shortly ago. You missed a few gems. One of them is this. He was talking about the MS-13 that he was deporting from this country by the thousands, and he said, these are animals. And he said, Nancy Pelosi said, you can't call them animals, they're human beings. Get this, Donald Trump said, no, Nancy Pelosi's an animal. Okay, more of this, here you go, it's live. Fasten your seatbelts, Donald Trump live from Dayton, Ohio, right now.
Family and security for your community, you need to vote. Look, you got to get these people out of office. They got to leave. Because they're killing our country. Defund the police. How about defund the police? There is a city I won't mention because I know some very good people there. I know some people in the real estate business that are dying. You get robbed and you call the police and they'll show up. They'll do the best they can to show up 8 hours later. You know that story. If you're being accosted, Uncle Sam, if you're being accosted in a certain number of cities, it takes hours and hours for the police to come, and then they want to defund the police, and it has to be just the opposite. So vote Republicans up and down the line. We all agree we got to stop crime. The Democrats are a catastrophe. Every single Democrat city is a disaster without exception. There is no exception. And the Republican cities and the Republican states run very well. And that's not because I'm out here to promote a product. I'm not. But that's the way it is. You look at the list, 25 out of 25, the most dangerous places on earth. Again, more dangerous than Afghanistan. When I told Abdul, don't kill our soldiers, we're killing a lot of soldiers. They're snipers, losing a lot under the, under the Obama administration was a disaster. And I said, don't do it, Abdul. Don't do it. But why, he said, but why? Do you send me a picture of my house? I said, because I think you have a beautiful house, Abdul. Don't kill any more of our soldiers. And from that call on, 18 months. And you know what? Biden actually used it in one of his speeches. And they were screaming at him to don't say that. They didn't want because it's good. 18 months, not one soldier was killed for 18 months until the disaster at the airport, which should have never taken place because you don't move the soldiers out first. You move the soldiers out last. One of the worst and most sinister aspects of the Biden administration is their complete and total corruption of our justice system and the rule of law. Before our very eyes, Biden and his left-wing handlers are turning America into a police state. That's what we're turning into, a police state. Like something out of the communist countries that you would read about all the time. The radical Democrats are locking up pro-life activists, persecuting their political opponents, silencing dissent, and using the full force of government, law enforcement, and the media to try and defeat our movement. And by the way, Catherine Engelbrecht of Truth to Vote was let out of prison today. She was let out of prison today. She did an incredible job. She was studying the tapes, thousands of hours, along with incredible patriots, many, many men and women. They had a team, and they did, 2,000 mules. And amazing job. I don't know if you know that a week ago, they put her in prison. And you know why? They made up some excuse about not revealing a source. Well, how about revealing the source that leaked the information from the Supreme Court? Why don't you do something with that person? They put her in prison because she wouldn't reveal. But they didn't put the reporter in prison. Who knows who that person is, right? You could find that very easily. The Supreme Court could find that very easily. I'm giving that information to the Supreme Court because I think the leaking from the Supreme Court, first time it's ever happened, is just unbelievable. But you get the information very easily. You tell the reporter, who is it? And the reporter will either tell you or not. And if the reporter doesn't want to tell you, it's bye-bye. The reporter goes to jail. And when the reporter learns that he's going to be married in 2 days to a certain prisoner that's extremely strong, tough, and mean, he will say, you know, he or she, you know, I think I'm going to give you the information. Here's the leaker. Get me the hell out of here. Every freedom-loving American needs to understand the time to stand up to this growing left-wing tyranny is right now. If you want to save your rights and liberties, you have to start by dealing a humiliating rebuke to the radical left in this election. This is so important, this election. J.D. Vance. You know, his opponent is making me like I'm his best friend. I don't know this guy, but he's far left. He voted with Obama. I think he voted with Obama and with Biden 100% of the time. And now he's going out saying Trump is great. I agree with all his policies. I love Trump. I think Trump is wonderful. I don't know the gentleman. I can tell you this. He's not for us. He's a radical left lunatic who's now trying to jump on the bandwagon because that stuff failed so badly. But they're not going to stop. They're going to continue to go on with it. Tomorrow you have to crush the communists because that's what they are at the ballot box. For 6 straight years, the witch hunts, hoaxes, and abuses have been coming fast and furious. They are abuses and they are hoaxes. First we learned they spied on my campaign. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we spied on Barack Hussein Obama's campaign? It would be the death penalty. You get the death penalty, Uncle Sam, death penalty, right? They would reinstitute the death penalty. Trump spied on Obama. Can you imagine? We caught them spying on my campaign. Nothing happens. And then you have a guy like Bill Barr. He's so petrified of being impeached. He doesn't want to do it. Oh, sir, they're going to impeach me. I said, I got impeached twice. My poll numbers went up. What's the big deal? It's true. I told him. But he didn't want to be impeached. He didn't want it. No, sir, the election was beautiful. You know, 2 months before, he was talking about how corrupt everything was with the election. The U.S. attorney from Pennsylvania, he wrote a letter saying Barr would not let him investigate Philadelphia, which was so corrupt, so corrupt. And the Philadelphia court, you know, just ruled that it was corrupt. And they said it was all those ballots, hundreds of thousands of ballots were invalidated. But they said we won't talk about 2020. From now on, you can't do that. You know what that means? That means Mike Pence should have sent it back to the legislature. That's what that means. He should have done it. He's a good man. He's a good man, but he should have done it. He made a mistake. He had bad advice. Because we were right. We were right about that. Then they lied to Congress. They lied to the FISA court and created a fake dossier that wasn't good for me to go home that night and explain to the First Lady. That was not a good dossier. J.D., you never want to have to do that. Never. That was not good. But she actually believed me. She said, I know that's not your thing. You know why? Because I'm a germ freak. She said, you're not. That's not your thing. That's not. But the fake dossier that was done and paid for by crooked Hillary Clinton, the Democrat National Committee, and the Democrat Party. They found that out later. This dossier that was this thick, it was paid for by crooked Hillary and the Democrats. And yet, after all of their lies and all of their corruption, these same people keep coming after me. They keep coming after Trump. Remember, first it was Russia, Russia, Russia. Then it was Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Remember that, the perfect phone call? And the Mueller witch hunt where the conclusion was no collusion. Think of that. The conclusion was no collusion. Now, do you think Biden can say that? I don't think. Could you imagine if they gave him that? Even if it was on a teleprompter. I give him a 2% chance of getting that one done. And then they hit me with impeachment hoax number one. Impeachment hoax number two, the censorship of the Biden family corruption story as Russian disinformation by the FBI. Remember when they went up to Facebook and they said that his laptop from hell, they call it the laptop from hell. Somebody named Miranda Devine wrote a great book, and she gives me credit for that. She said, I saw that name. You use that name. I'm so happy with my names. I love my names. But she said laptop from hell was so good. that she used it on a book, and it was an incredible book, actually, and she's a fantastic reporter. But it was the laptop from hell, and they said it was Russia disinformation. No, it wasn't. It was from Hunter. Can you imagine the father? I'm not sure he understood it, but assuming he understood what was on that laptop. No, could you imagine, Don, if that ever happens to you, if you ever have a laptop like that, I'll never speak to you again. Okay?
We love you, Trump!
Eric, that includes you, just so you know. No, could you imagine, assuming he knew what the hell he was doing, could you imagine when he sees, oh my, have you seen what's in the, really what's in that, the fake news, all those beautiful people, look at them, they're waiting for something. Look at them, that's a lot. Wow. But could you imagine, though, if we had an honest press where they would actually report what's on that laptop? That laptop is a disaster. And he left it with the repairman, and the repairman is waiting, trying to figure it. Then he opens it up one day, and he says, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. And it was just minor stuff is reported, but that thing is a disaster, and they get left alone. But everyone knew that the Russia disinformation wasn't true, and it made a 17-point difference in the polls, but we didn't need it. We had plenty of votes. We had more votes than any president, any sitting president ever. More votes by far. By far. We didn't need more votes. All we needed was honest vote counters, Uncle Sam. You know, the vote counter is more important than the candidate. I hate to tell, I could take a great candidate like J.D. Vance, and I could take a great vote counter, some crook, some Democrat crook, radical left crazy man, and I'll bet on that guy every time. I hate to say it. You got to be careful. We have to strengthen up, and we have to go to all paper ballots very quickly. Same day voting, all paper ballots. Voter ID, very simple. You know, in Pennsylvania, they just announced, here we go again, that it could take 3 or 4 days to come up with a vote. So we're going to be watching this election for maybe weeks. And the purpose of these machines was, one of them was speed, right? Well, in France, 36 million people, it was all done by 10 o'clock in the evening and nobody was complaining. I mean, you had one person that was sad and one person that was happy, but there were no complaints. And get all paper ballots, all same day voting. This stuff with 48 days to vote. And then they take boxes of ballots and they put them here and they take a wheelbarrow full and put it there. You got some, nobody knows what's going on. Why are they moving all those ballots? Why are they going? This is the most corrupt system. And that's why we have to have not a Bill Barr that's afraid to act. You need people that are really tough and really smart and that love our country and don't care. They love our country. You got to solve this problem. But one way you can help is by just swamping them with good votes. And that's what we have to do, JD. We have to get out there and swamp them with the votes because that gets harder. The more you get, the harder it is. You know, it's sort of a simple formula. And then it was the January 6th Unselect Committee. I love that term. I never got credit for that term. You know, they go over it like it's nothing. I say that term. I give it to the biggest reporters, the Unselect Committee. They never correct me. They say, this guy's impossible. But I love the term. I think it's one of the best, the Unselect Committee of political hacks and thugs. And they have just appalling misconduct on that committee. And the two things they won't discuss on that committee are the fact that Nancy Pelosi is in charge of Capitol Security. And we recommended from 10 to 20,000 soldiers be there because we knew it was going to be a lot of people coming. Everybody I called, everybody I spoke to, oh, I'm going to be there on January 6th. I said, a lot of people are going to be there. All I did was make a speech, right? Peacefully and patriotically. I said, peacefully and patriotically. And they say, oh, that's so terrible. You ever hear Maxine Waters speeches? You ever hear some of these? You ever hear Schumer's speech in front of the Supreme Court that he should have been in trouble for that speech? And I told our attorney general, you should look at that. If a mobster made that speech, they would have been put in jail for 10 years for what Schumer said in front of the courthouse. And he knows it's right. I pressed it very hard. I said, what he said is terrible. But the appalling misconduct is taking place now by the racist, incompetent New York State Attorney General. Letitia Peekaboo James. She's terrible. Who is presiding over record numbers of murders, rapes, drug deals, and every other form of crime. She's horrible. She doesn't give a damn about New York. New York's going to hell. In our once great New York State, but only spends her time going after political opponents. That's all she cares about. She wants to go after political opponents. She ran for governor. She got so little vote. She ran for 5 weeks and she got out. She didn't even register in the polls. But yet she said, I'm going back to the attorney general position. You know, she left the attorney general position to run for governor. She failed, and then she went back. Just last week, at her request, a radical left lunatic judge named Ingorin, Democrat, big, big radical left Democrat, truly hates me. An arrogant, out-of-control, Trump-hating maniac who is totally dominated by my worst enemies in the Democrat Party. This is a judge that's dominated. Here's a guy that's going to make a decision on me and those boys and my family and hates Trump beyond anything. I don't know him, never met him. But he actually said in court that, quote, he's just a bad guy, Trump. He's a bad guy. I never met the gentleman. I know nothing about him. I created thousands and thousands of jobs, built an unbelievable country. The company that I built is unbelievable, very little debt, unbelievable assets, great everything. It's great. And I got this guy looking, and I don't get a jury. I don't even get a jury. I said, I want jury. No, no, no. This guy's supposed, it's a corrupt system. New York is a very corrupt judicial system, and they better get it straightened out because businesses are leaving New York because of things like this. But they started a process of unconstitutional property confiscation, very much akin to Venezuela, Cuba, or the old Soviet Union. This case was supposed to be in front of another judge with experience, but New York State court system doesn't do that because it's corrupt. It's a corrupt system. It really is. You have a much better system in Ohio. I don't know who the hell's in charge of it, but they've done a much better job. But they should take this Ingorin off the case and put somebody that can be fair. You can't have impartial. You can't have judges that are totally partial. They have, you know, they have their hatreds. This is a Trump hater. You can't do that. So I'm being judged by this political never Trumper, and I'm not even allowed. Think of it. I'm not allowed to have a jury. This is the beginning of communism. Likewise, a local left wing DA in Atlanta is after me for an absolutely perfect phone call about election integrity, even while Atlanta has among the highest murder rates per capita of any city in the country. They actually are higher than per capita, worse than Chicago, which is a disaster. And all of these local Democrat-run cases are being directed by Washington, D.C. It's part of the witch hunt. I've gone on the largest witch hunt in history. I have gone through the largest witch hunt in the history of our country, and it's a disgrace. And you know, a friend of mine, very smart guy, came up to me and said, you've been going through this for 6.5 years. You have to be the most honest person. It's true. Can you imagine 11 million pages of documents they've examined and they got nothing? They have one person that they're torturing. Think of this, about a company-owned car, didn't pay tax on a company-owned car, didn't pay tax on a company-owned apartment. They're called fringe benefits. Didn't report that I paid the education for his grandchildren. A very good man, 75 years old. They're torturing him because they want him to say anything bad about Trump. Say something bad. They put him in handcuffs. A friend of mine owns a big accounting firm. He said, there's never been a case like this before. They have persecuted this man in order for him to say something. And then ultimately they offer him a deal. You go to jail for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, or you go to jail for many years. He said, I have to say, this is what, think of what they did. Anybody out here would probably take a deal like that. I wouldn't, I'll be honest, I wouldn't. But they torture. And this is what they used to do and do currently in communist countries. And that's where we're going. That's where we're going. Think of it. Handcuffs, walked in front, a man that never heard of jail before, a man that never had a problem with anything before, handcuffs, and they perp walked him in front of the press in handcuffs. And nobody has ever been criminally charged in this country, from what we understand, on a fringe benefit case. A company-owned car, think of that, didn't pay tax on a company-owned car, a company-owned department. And they say that very few people do. How many people, I wonder, how many people here have a company-owned car? Anybody have a company? Do you pay tax, sir? You know what? Cover your face, please. Do you pay tax? Uncle Sam, do you have a company-owned car, please? I guarantee even Uncle Sam probably doesn't pay tax, you know. But it's a shame. It's a shame. When I see what's going on, it's a shame. Our country is really going to hell. We have a weaponized Department of Justice and a weaponized FBI, including, of course, the raid of Mar-a-Lago in the document hoax case, totally violating my Fourth Amendment rights. And no president has ever been treated this way. Clinton, you know, the sock case, he had things in his socks. Nothing happened to him except a great verdict. He's got a great verdict. We go by that verdict, the socks verdict. But no, he had it in his socks. You know that, right? And others took many, many documents. They take them out of the White House. They took documents. I'm the only one that can't take anything. But maybe our country would be better off if I actually had the nuclear codes, JD, because our enemies would be afraid, unlike the way they are now. If I had the nuclear codes, Bill Clinton, don't forget, he lost the nuclear codes twice. How do you explain that to the military? I've lost the military codes. What do you? He lost the military codes twice. I didn't. They're coming after me because I'm fighting for you. That's all it is. And if I wasn't leading in all these polls, I don't know if you find those poll numbers, you could put them up. If you find them back there, you geniuses that do this stuff, put them up. Let me know when they're up. We'll talk about them. But we have poll numbers that are through the roof, and so do Republicans. This is going to be a wave. I think this is going to be a very big wave. I hope so. Starting right here. The radical left thinks by doing all these wicked and venomous things, they are making us weaker, but actually, they are making us much, much stronger and more unified. That's what's happening. I believe, just like these rallies are bigger than they were before the election. Oh, there they are. Look, look, poll numbers. Okay, first one, support 86. That's good. But look at the strong support. That's for Trump. Strong support. 64, right? My eyes are okay. Not great, but they're okay. Somewhat so. So look at those numbers. Okay, next slide. Go ahead. These guys are amazing. I didn't even know we'd be doing this. Look. Look. Now there's a... All right, so it's Trump, 71. Ron DeSantis, 10. That's okay. Mike Pence, 7. It has to be an incorrect poll. You know why? There's no way Cheney gets 4%. I don't believe. What a stiff. What a stiff. Wyoming did a great job. They got her out. The biggest defeat in the history of a congressperson. Nobody's ever lost by 40%. Nobody's ever lost by 40%. She did. So anyway, no, good people up there. They're all good people. Tim Scott is a great person. There are a lot of good people. Okay, what's the next one? Let's go. Do this fast. You all having a good time? Is there any time better than a Trump rally? Are you having a good time, please? Huh? Sure as hell, a lot of you. I wish someday the camera's going to show that. Oh, they will. If someday we have 200 people, they'll show that. But they never show these crowds because they're fake and they're dishonest. And they are truly the enemy of the people. I hate to say it. And they shouldn't be. So that's the Ohio. Did you ever hear of a state called Ohio? Remember when Biden came here and he said, it's great to be with the people of Michigan. That did not play well. Remember? And when he went to Iowa and he said that he's in Idaho, right? said, I love the potatoes. And they're saying, we don't do the potato thing here. Oh, what we go through. No, go back to that one because I love it because it's Ohio. What did it say there? Let's see. Ohio general election, Trump 55, Biden 35. So it hasn't changed too much since the election. It's just gotten better. So that's plus 20. Are you hearing this fake news media? You faking something. Okay, let's go to the next one. Go to the next one. Nevada. Trump is up plus 12. And by the way, look at your friends over there. You see that? Laxalt is up plus 5. Lombardo up against the governor. Sisolak, a real beauty. He is up 5. That's great. Trump up 12. Let's go to the next one. These are great polls. They just came out. General election, Trump plus 11 on Joe Biden. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's North Carolina. They're saying there's no way it's only 11. I don't think so. I agree. And by the way, you know who's here from North Carolina? A wonderful person named Lara. Lara, stand up, please. Will you go over and shake their hands, please, Lara? She's so popular. She's so popular. Ted Budd is doing great, but he said, if she ever runs, I'm out of this race, okay? Ted Budd is doing great. Lara, you just made 20 new friends, okay? And let's see. So that was North Carolina. Go ahead, next. We're way up. What's next? Isn't that nice? Look at that one. Plus 13. Wow. You know what that is, don't you? You know what state that is? Look at that. Plus 13. Nobody wants to see that. Look at that. Kansas. Great place. Plus 13. What's next? He just came out. Missouri. Trump. Plus 16. I love Missouri. Joe Biden. So we're 53. Biden's 37. And Missouri. Good guy running for the Senate there, too, right? A good guy, Eric Schmidt. Eric Schmidt is doing well. Next. Oklahoma, plus 29. I love Oklahoma. Wow. Trump, 59. Biden, 30. And, you know, you almost wonder, who the hell are the 30%? Who are they? Nothing good is happening in our country. And I don't know, they probably have some more, but it's all, they're all like this. It's incredible. It's incredible. And you know, these are misinformation people. All they do is, well, is misinformation and cheating on elections, okay? Because how do you win an election when you have defund the police, no voter ID, high taxes, open borders, bad military, no money spent on military? You know, I mean, how do you win elections with this stuff? No more oil, high energy prices. The only way is you cheat, okay? You know, they want no voter ID. They don't want any country ID. In other words, if you are from another country, you don't have to prove anything. You just go in and have fun, vote, because that's how they win the election. That's the only way they win, because their policy is so bad, they shouldn't even be in the elections, okay? To every citizen who's appalled by the radical left's lawlessness and corruption, this election is your chance to make your voice heard. This is a big deal. This is a big election. And early voting, which is a little concerning, because when you see early voting, I say to everybody, vote on election day because it's harder for them to cheat. You know, it's much harder because they don't know how many votes they have to produce. They don't know how many ballots they have to print out. You know, you keep them in suspense and then you say, nope, we beat you here. With your vote, you can reject left-wing tyranny and proudly declare the Americas must remain. America must remain a free country. It's got to remain a free. This is not a free country. You could take the five worst presidents.
We'll take a short break here, folks. We'll get the president to promise not to drop any beautiful bombs during this break, and then we'll be right back for more bombs from the president.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We're back, folks, and we're going to go right back to President Trump. I hope he didn't announce for the presidency while we were away. I don't think he did, because I'm not seeing anybody. I'm not seeing anybody with hair on fire. But let me give you a brief announcement before we return to the president. I'll read this. RBN is conducting. That's Republic Broadcasting Network. That's us. Is conducting an ongoing book drive starting November 7th, that's today, through January 8th. A donation of $100 or more will provide the donor an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stadtmiller, founder of this station, this network, not a station, a network. More information is on our website, that's republicbroadcasting.org, in scrolling banners and under the heading RBN updates. So go there while we're listening to the president here. You can go there and get yourself a book owned by the founder and the inspiration behind Republic Broadcasting. All right, let's go back to the president. And there were rumors he might announce tonight. He has his entire family there, all the kids, all the wives, and then the kids of the kids. He's got them all there. So people are thinking, whoa, fasten your seatbelts. Let's see what he Let's see what happens. Here he comes.
Will that work tomorrow? You're going to be so happy. I believe you're going to be happy. I believe it. Going to be your next senator from this great state of Ohio, J.D. Vance. We love you, J.D. I've gotten to know him really well. He's a great guy. He didn't used to like me too much 2-3 years ago. But he likes me now, and I like him. And I don't think it changes. I have some of them, and sometimes I won't let him back in. But I met with him, and I tell you what, he gets it. He's smart. He's tough. And he was right about a lot of things, a lot of things. J.D. will fight for Ohio with every bone in his body. As a native of your state who has personally witnessed the pillaging of Ohio jobs and the devastation of Ohio communities, J.D. knows how important it is to have leaders who put America first and put Ohio first. He wants to put America first. They think that's such a bad thing, so bad. He's a former Marine and a Yale-educated lawyer. He's a great student. I spoke to somebody that went to Yale with him. He said he was a great student, so I might as well tell you that. Some people said, oh, don't put it out. He's elite. Well, yeah, he's elite. He's elite in intelligence, and that's what we want, right? Don't we want that? And he'll bring the toughness and intellectual firepower we need to champion our movement and our values in the U.S. Senate. He will fight for strong borders, fair trade, more Ohio jobs, and he will be tough as you can be on crime. J.D. will never be owned by the establishment. He won't be owned by me either, unfortunately. I'd love to own the guy, but I don't think he'll be there for me. But that's okay. You know what? I'm doing the right thing for the country. He's a very independent guy. And he'll be an independent senator who is loyal only to the people of Ohio. That's what he loves, the people of Ohio. He loves his state. When J.D. wins tomorrow night, you are going to hear the wailing and shrieking of the fake news all the way from New York to Washington, because the media will know that Ohio has just elected a truly MAGA all-star. Make America great again. He's an all-star. And he has been for a long time. We're actually saying the same thing, but we're saying it differently, don't you think? You know, when I really look back, we're saying the exact same thing, just a little bit differently. J.D. is running against a do-nothing, showboating, radical Democrat politician named Tim Ryan. I've watched him. He fought me on the wall. He fought me on everything. Tariffs on China. Did I hit China hard. We took in $430 billion from China. Not one other president took in 10 cents. Ryan pretends to be a moderate, pretends to be almost a Trump supporter, but he's voted with crazy Nancy Pelosi 100% of the time over the last 2 years. 100%. And then he tries to say that he's with me. He's not with me. He supported Joe Biden's war on American energy. He voted for a massive tax increase on Ohio workers and families. And he voted for mass amnesty and free government health care for illegal aliens. He wanted them to come in. He wants the open borders. Let them all come in from all over the world, even if they come from the prisons of these other places that are very tough places. Tim Ryan declared that he is all for releasing criminals from prison and emptying out American jails, and he supports abolishing cash bail. That's the real Tim Ryan, by the way. That's not the Trump ally. Tim Ryan has also voted repeatedly to continue Democrats' war on Ohio energy workers. He wants to stop energy, and you make a fortune with energy and a fortune in jobs. Your taxes would double and triple if you ever did that. He voted to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline. How about that one? I started it immediately, my first day in office, and they ended it as soon as they got there. He said that a plan to eliminate coal-fired power plants was amazing. He just loved it. He used the word amazing. And he said that he wants to get rid of all gas vehicles, which would decimate the Ohio auto industry. He wants to go to all electric. Wonderful. Great for China. Not good for us. Great for China. But just 24 hours from now, Tim Ryan is going to be out of a job. J.D. Vance is going to be on his way to the United States Senate. And J.D. is a really good man. J.D., please come up.
Is it great to have the president back in Ohio? Sir, thank you for being here. Look, the stakes are simple. The president said it well. We got to get out there and run up the score on these guys because we need to win, and we need to win big and take our country back. That's exactly what we're going to do. The simple thing here is we need senators who are fighters and senators who are doers. No more talking about big tech. No more talking about the border. We need to people who are going to fight for the issues and actually get something done for the people of Ohio. That's what I'm going to do. Let's get out to the polls tomorrow. Thank you, all.
Thank you, J.D. You're going to win big. It's going to send a signal to these people that are ruining our country. They're destroying our country. Tomorrow, you also need to get out and vote to reelect Governor Mike DeWine and your Lieutenant Governor, John Husted. You got to do that. He's done a good job. He's done a good job. Mike and John have been an outstanding team who have fought tirelessly to bring jobs and factories back to Ohio. I worked with them on doing that, including the $20 billion Intel plant that will create more than 20,000 Ohio jobs, and they cut taxes, slashed regulations, and they delivered historic funding for support and for the police officers, and they've really done a job. Mike and John are running against a radical left lunatic. It was a disaster as the mayor of Dayton. I got to know her when we had a terrible shooting here. Remember, I went to the hospital. I got to know her, and I said, she's not good. Nan Whaley. Well, it's not much of a race, I have to tell you. They're so far ahead. But I got to know her. She was terrible. Under her watch, Dayton, Ohio, Dayton, had one of the highest murder rates in the entire country. Yet she backed a budget to cancel the police academy as a commissioner. She voted to defund the police. Oh, that's wonderful. That's what we need in Dayton, where crime is setting records. Let's defund the police, right? She's a high tax, high regulation, far left liberal who would demolish your economy in a matter of months. I think it would be very quick. And she would totally betray the values of the people of Ohio, who have the finest values you can have. Ohio needs to get up and just vote for these two great people, Mike DeWine and John Husted. By the way, are they here? Right, thanks. Come on up. Well, this is a great honor. And I gave my endorsement a long time ago. But, oh, that's great. That's really nice. Hi, Jerry. Great. President, thank you. Thank you. Please, sir. You guys,
the governor of Ohio coming up to the podium. This is a surprise, actually.
Mr. President, thank you very much. You know, in Ohio, Mr. President, we fund the police. We've done a great job doing that. We've cut our taxes. We're moving Ohio forward. And thank you for being here to endorse J.D. Vance. J.D. is going to do an absolute phenomenal job.
Thank you. Now, the crowd was booing. They don't like Mike DeWine. He's not really MAGA. They booed him. That was great.
Well, that was a very nice welcome, but he's up by 25 points or something, and they should be. They should be. Thank you. Thank you very much, fellas. Thank you very much.
Well, I tell you, Trump.
In addition to reelecting Mike and John, we need everyone to get out and vote for the Republican candidates for Ohio Supreme Court, Sharon Kennedy, Pat Fisher, Pat DeWine.
Let's turn it down just a little bit, because there isn't much outside of Ohio, not much interest in these nominees. And just reflect for a moment on what we've heard so far. He hasn't announced for the presidency. There was rumor that he might tonight. So we'll see. It doesn't sound as if he's building to such a thing, but who knows? And we've got another 15 minutes in our show here, so we'll catch more of the meat of this incredible speech. And this is the one. Tomorrow is the Red Tsunami, and it's going to be something else. Tomorrow night, we'll meet here in the Trump Clubhouse, celebrating all the victories that have taken place. And we will also be watching as the Communist Party USA, aka the Democrat Party, spends the next few days and weeks trying to unravel the actual vote count and spin their totals up to take back or to cheat, to steal a few votes here or a few positions here and a few there. They probably will succeed in pulling off a few more steals in tomorrow's election. But let's hope they don't. But we're on to them now. It's not going to 2016 and 2018 and 20 were then, and this is now. And we have learned how the Communist Party USA operates, and we're on to these SOBs. So that is going to be so much celebration tomorrow night. And J.D. Vance will be one of those victors that we'll celebrate tomorrow night. That's his lead, and the lead of these other Trump-supported candidates are so big that it's more than they can cheat their way out of. So let's go back to the president. He's got a few. Oh, here's Jim Jordan. Oh, I want to hear him.
And I tell folks that's a verse for our country. Fight, finish, keep. Words of action, not timid words, not sissy words. Words that we associate with America and words that we associate with the best president we've ever had, President Trump. God bless you all.
Wow. Jim Jordan, Ohio congressman.
Thank you, Jim, very much. And a friend of Jim's and a friend of all of us, Warren Davidson. Warren, thank you very much. Good job you're doing. Mike Carey and a person who, Mike, where's Mike? Hi, Mike. Great. Good job, Mike.
Now, he's not going to bring those others up, but he brought Jim Jordan up. And I'll tell you what, I would be tickled pink to have Jim Jordan as Donald Trump's running mate in 2024. I would be thrilled to have Jim Jordan as a future U.S. president. So, and Donald Trump, that's why he put him up at the microphone tonight, is to Donald Trump also appreciates Jim Jordan, and he wants Jim Jordan to go very high and very far as a leader of our country. See what he's doing now.
Thank you very much, Marjorie. It's an honor to have you.
Now, this is obligatory when he makes these stops, and it's important. When he stops, wherever it is, North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada, Ohio, Florida, he has to give some time to the locals to help their campaigns, because that's what Donald Trump is doing. He's doing a nationwide whistle stop. He's been doing it for years to build the MAGA movement. And there was a magic moment. I think it was Saturday. At his Saturday rally, Donald Trump asked if there were any other congressmen in the audience that he had failed to mention. It was either congressmen or office holders. And a guy stood up, a Republican stood up, and to get recognized. And Donald Trump, unbelievable, only Donald Trump can do this. He said, he looked at the guy, he recognized the guy as a never Trumper, and he said, he told the guy to sit down. He said, I don't like that guy. He gave him the Liz Cheney treatment. Oh, it was such a put down. And he does so many of these things. It gets, unless you watch or listen to these speeches yourself, the press isn't going to repeat these golden immortal moment. Well, they're not immortal because they make them disappear into the memory hole. Let's go back.
You know who told me that? You know who told me that? Jim Jordan. That's all I have to hear when Jim says it. So good luck tomorrow, fellas. Good luck tomorrow. Ohio Republican Party Chairman, a friend of mine, Bob Paduchek.
Bob. He's doing more introductions here. And you see how Trump runs things now. He says, all I need to hear is Jim Jordan saying something, somebody's good, and that's all I need. And that's what's going to be different in his 2024 election. He now has a circle of MAGA patriots around him so that the swamp can't hoodwink the president. They can't run in a Bill Barr. They can't run in this guy and that guy. They can't throw Anthony Fauci into the office and sucker punch the president. He's got the Jim Jordans and the Matt Gaetzes and the Marjorie Taylor Greens. We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back with the greatest president in American history.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no
ghetto. He's talking about the White House right now. I gotta turn it back up. Here he is.
We will fight for more jobs for Ohio families, fair trade for Ohio
workers.
He didn't
do it. He didn't announce here. He just passed the moment where he could have announced. He didn't. So the suspense continues. Beautiful, beautiful.
Say, Uncle Sam, we will shut down Biden's border disaster, reinstitute our strong Remain in Mexico policy, strengthen the patriots, and they are indeed patriots of ICE and Border Patrol, and we will again end catch and release. We will end chain migration. We will end the visa lottery, and we will end illegal immigration in our country once and for all. We want people to come in, but they have to come in legally. Have to come in legally. We will stop the crime wave in Democrat-run cities. We will give our police the power they need and the respect that they deserve. And we will not take legal protection away from our police. They want to take protection so that if somebody sues a police person for doing their job, they have to go out and hire their own lawyer. That's not a good idea. We will restore law and order in America. We will hold China accountable for unleashing the virus upon the world.
Bingo.
$65 trillion in damage.
$65
trillion. They can't pay that much, but something's going to happen. We will abolish all COVID mandates and lockdowns. And rehire every patriot who was fired from the military with an apology and full back pay.
With an apology. Beautiful. Yeah.
And we will defend our Constitution, we will defend the Second Amendment, and we will proudly uphold the Judeo-Christian values and principles of our nation's founding. We will restore patriotic education to our schools, and we will teach our children to love their country, honor our history, and to always respect our great American flag. Always respect our flag. In conclusion, our MAGA movement, Make America Great Again, is by far the greatest political movement in the history of our country. They never challenged that. They've never challenged it. It's an amazing thing. They wouldn't challenge it. If I said anything slightly wrong, they challenge, but they can't challenge that. Together, we are standing up against some of the most menacing forces, entrenched interests, and vicious opponents our people have ever seen. Despite great outside dangers, our biggest threat remains the sick, sinister, and evil people from within our country.
Beautiful.
You know who I'm talking about. You see them all the time. But no matter how big or powerful the corrupt radical left Democrats that we are fighting against may be, you must never forget this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you. That's who it belongs to. This is your home. This is your heritage, and our American liberty is your God-given right. From Akron to Toledo, from Cleveland to Columbus, from Youngstown to Dayton, you
That's
inherit
great,
the legacy of
we'll
generations
just miss the,
of Americans.
The last few seconds of the president, the president almost timed it perfectly for our show. And I hope you enjoyed that. That was a wonderful speech. The big day is tomorrow. We'll have a wrap-up or a scorecard tomorrow night right here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you tomorrow. So long.
Don't stop believing.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.